Hello and welcome to the FVA American Government Podcast, Episode 1. My name is Austin, and today we will be diving into the difference between the federal and Georgia state governments. Let's get right to it. Let's go ahead and begin by discussing the executive branch for both the federal and Georgia government. So, the federal government has the president, and the Georgia state government has the governor. Both offer the chief executive position, and both have a second in command, being the federal government has the vice president, and Georgia has the lieutenant governor. Both can select agency heads and some cabinet members. One major difference of the Georgia government is that the lieutenant governor runs separately, unlike the vice president. And the lieutenant governor can serve multiple terms, while the governor is limited to only 2 4-year terms. Let's go ahead and switch gears a little bit and talk about the legislative branch. So, Georgia has what is called the Georgia General Assembly, which is very similar to Congress in that it has the Senate and the House of Representatives. There are 56 state senators and 180 members of the House of Representatives for the state of Georgia. Both submit and pass bills, but one major difference is the responsibility for the Georgia General Assembly to pass the state budget for the next fiscal year. The governor must sign it, just like the president has to sign bills into action. They meet annually for a 40-day session, usually between January and April, and the state capitol building and the capitol building in Washington, D.C. look very similar in their structure. So now let's talk about the judicial branch. So the Georgia system of law separates many of their offenses into different courts. First, you got the municipal court that handles traffic citations. Then you got the magistrate court that handles warrants and minor offenses. Probate court deals with marriage license and wills. Juvenile court handles crimes involving juveniles. State court involves civil cases and misdemeanors, while superior court deals with divorce and felonies. So you also have the Court of Appeals, which is very similar to the appellate jurisdiction of the federal government. You got the Georgia Supreme Court, which has 9 justices, just like the U.S. Supreme Court. And it actually has the last word before a court case goes to the Supreme Court. Now that segues me into my next point. How does the state of Georgia collect revenue? Now, one way is through sales tax. Usually they let the counties decide. I think here in Forsyth County it's 7%, while in other counties it can be as low as 4%. Another way is state income tax. Everybody has to pay it. It's an amendment of the Constitution. It depends on how much money you make, and it's a good source of revenue for the state. Another one is business licenses. So let's say that you wanted to open up a candy business in the state of Georgia. Well, you would actually be funding the state government by buying a business license and opening up your business. To end it here, let's discuss one more fun fact. The Constitution of the state of Georgia is actually one of the youngest in all of the United States. It was ratified in 1982, and it did away with the authorization for local amendments. So to sum this up, the state of Georgia actually has a very similar government structure of that of the federal government. Both have a chief executive, and both pass and sign bills in a very similar way. Well, that's my time for this week. Join us next week when we talk about a different American government topic. As always, my name is Austin, and have a blessed evening.